Слышь. Это Виктор Кроссберг.
Симон. Ши нун гимл сиф бейс. Going to learn today about Zizin, Dahainu Daf Haboilet bin Akoisel, Lucius Rabim, Lemale, Measurat Fochim. So, Aziz is a ledge. Which sticks out of the wall. So, the wall, the house is Lucius Ayochid, and we have Zizin sticking out of, let's imagine this is the house, so we have a house, and we have Zizin sticking out. This side. Right. Sticking out. Now, there's various problems which you have to go through with these zizin that are sticking out. Usually, there'll be a chaloin to be able to get onto them. Now, if it's lemata masorot fochem, we leave that for the Mishnah Berurah, what the din is. We're talking about, the Mechab is talking about always when it's lemala masorot fochem. It's higher than 10 tvochem, you've got a ledge sticking out of a house. So, if it's less than dalad al dalad, it's with Usha Sarabim, we're finished with. Because as soon as it's lemal miyud, it can't be Usha Sarabim. So if it's less than 10, if it's less than dalad al dalad, mokim ptur. More than dalad al dalad, could be a kamelis, because it's a kamelis on its own right. The Gaon holds it's Usha Sayochid, but the Mishabur doesn't bring it. Don't mix you up. So, the Gaon holds Shulchan Yochid even without a window. Ob in Shulchan Aruch states it's got a window. Right. So with a window, it'll become, because there's a window, and that window, that means a window, it's coming out of Shulchan Yochid, that window is Shulchan Yochid, so that window will make it into, not just the window Shulchan Yochid, higher than 10, or Zichar Shulchan Yochid, but the ledge outside is also Shulchan Yochid, because it's made for you to use. Who else is going to use it?
A window we're talking about,
a window which opens, window, not glass, or even with glass, but it opens. Opening.
Like a door,
window.
Yeah,
opening that gets through. So again, we've got it higher than 10. We've finished with the Shulchan Rabim. Less than Dalet, it'll be a Mokim Ptur. More than Dalet, it'll be a Shulchan Yochid. So, there's no reason why the person inside the house can't use it. He can either put things on Mokim Ptur. If it's a Mokim Ptur, even people from the street could use it. Okay. So less than Dalet, anyone could use it. More than Dalet, it's a Shulchan Yochid. Why can't we use it? Anyone can use it. There's two problems. One problem in Sif Gimel is that we're frightened that something that you'll use there will fall down. If it falls down, you'll go and pick it up. And then you'll be carrying from Shulchan Rabim back into your house. Mele, you're only allowed to use kelim which break. Which kelim which break, we don't care if it falls down. Yesterday I said when you throw them, I didn't say I was right. Because when they fall down, I'm sure you'll be more careful. When they fall down, you won't bring them back in again. Because they're broken. Yesterday, I'm not sure if I said it like that. So, the kelim, yeah, so there's a problem here. If you're going to use kelim on there, and they're going to be kelim which will fall down and still be intact, then you'll go and pick them up and bring them back in your house. So there's a gzera, no kelim, you're allowed to use. And as I the machaba, some rishonim make a difference between less than 4, more than 4, the machaba makes no difference. It doesn't matter how big this ledge is. You have to only use such kelim, which, if they'll fall down, they'll break. That's in Sif Gimel. On the kelim, you mustn't put on a ledge outside your house, because maybe, if it's Usha Sarabim, if it's a Kalmelis, you're allowed to, don't make exeger. But if it's Usha Sarabim, we don't let you put things on a ledge outside your house, because they might fall down, and if they fall down, you'll go and bring them back into your house. So it's exeger, if it's Usha Sarabim and not Kalmelis, you mustn't put anything on a ledge which would not break. If it breaks, you're okay. It'll break, you'll leave it there. That's one problem with the ledges. The other problem is, the Rambam lent Pshat in the Gemara with a new problem. That, imagine we have, this is two houses. From there, there's a lower floor and a higher floor. This belongs to Reuven, this belongs to Shimon. If you have two houses, and the two houses are next to each other, you're not allowed to carry from one to another. If you have two gardens, you're not allowed to carry things that are in the house to the other house, to the other garden. You are allowed to carry things from the garden to the garden. We'll learn later. Klei chotze, you're allowed to carry. If you need a ladder, you're allowed to take it even without a erev from a chotze to a chotze. But klei bayis, you can't carry from your house to next door. So the Rambam, if you have two zizin like this, they also have a problem of erev. If they belong to two people, then the higher zizin and the lower zizin are, even though they're not connected, but they have no mechitzas, the Lecha Mishnah, they have no mechitzas. And Mamela, they are both Rishus HaYochids, but the lower Rishus HaYochid belongs to Reuven, the higher Rishus HaYochid belongs to Shimon, they ask on each other. Well, the Yechidish, they ask on each other. So, you cannot carry here. If you haven't got Erev with your downstairs friend, then you can't carry there at all, nothing. And you can't carry here, because the house is over there. So the Rav Bezukt, a Hezbein day, that the reason for this is, because the lower Carmelis is Oilad Lurikia. The lower, I mean, not Carmelis, that's right, no, ledge. Yeah. The lower ledge is Oilad, like any Rishus HaYochid. So the lower ledge is Oilad Lurikia, and then you've got somebody else in your Rishus HaYochid. Ah, so you start fighting. So he's, so Mela, you, Mela, he can't carry, because he's really, somebody else is over there. Look there, Rasmukim Tois, that it's only Mamash when it's underneath.
Why can the bottom one carry
that? Look, the Rashba, the bottom one can carry. And that's the shit of the Levush. I'm telling you all this because Mishabu brings it. That's L'choyre, the shit of Levush, as Ishtay in Achreinim. The shit of Levush is, the reason for this is, because the lower one is Oilad L'Rakia, that disturbs the top one from carrying, because that it belongs to two, see, two people are arguing, uh-huh. And, but the bottom one still can. And also, it's only if they're underneath each other. If it, one's there and one's there, Oilad L'Rakia, Sonshka Sheiches. Aber, the Iker Shitta, which states in Mechaba, is not like this. Iker Shitta, which states in Mechaba, and as it states in Lechem Mishnah, and as it states in Rambam, Yosef Pshat and Rambam, they don't have to be on top of each other. So what's the Svara? The Svara is, as long as they're within 10 Tfuchim from each other, they are fighting each other. They are open to each other, and therefore, you haven't got an Erev, you cannot carry. With an Erev, you're sorted. Without the Erev, you can't even carry from here to here. Other, it's got a din like a chotzer. So if something's over there, a chotzer, you're allowed to take a ladder from a chotzer to a chotzer without an Erev. You're only not allowed to take something from the house to somebody else's chotzer. So this gets a din like a chotzer. So you're allowed to carry from this chotzer a keli which was shovas over here. You're only allowed to anyway carry chafetzim, which are breakables. Yeah, no, I'm not talking about carrying from here to here. If you're allowed, it doesn't matter, kalim which were over here anyway, it doesn't ask if it's clay chotzer. But as soon as it's clay bias from inside, there you'll have a problem. Now let's let the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see how far we understand. See the base. Ziz. Now all this problem a minute is only because it's a rishus. Rishus. So the Rambam holds even from there to there they disturb each other, not just underneath. And the Rambam holds not just they disturb the top one, but they disturb each other from there to there. You can't carry and you can't carry. So the whole thing becomes us. As if it's two chatzeras which are one chotzer, another chotzer, no mechitza beinayim, so they're mefulish to each other. Without the Erev you can't carry. Aber, if they are less than Dalet Tvochim, if they're less than Dalet Tvochim, so you said Mokum Ptor, but that's not the only reason. It's not just because they're Mokum, it's because they're not a Mokum. Yeah, it's not just the Halacha Mokum Ptor, you see later. So if they're less than Dalet Tvochim, then they can't ask on each other. They're not choshev enough to ask on each other, and therefore the Issa doesn't apply, and he can use his, and he can use his. So that's the beginning of Mechab. Sibes. Ziz dainu dafaboy leminakoy solushu sorabim. Lemale malsora v'yashbe abol abol. V'chaloy nabayis psuach loy. Because mishtam shem olav. Therefore, the Mechab holds, only if chaloy nabayis psuach loy, it'll become a rishus hayochid. As is mashma in Mishabura. Mishtam shem olav, you're allowed to be mishtamish on it. We're talking about one. One before two people. One private person has ziz. Let's learn straight away the Mishnah Berurah. Zayin. Look at Lushus Rabbin Ubusa. I feel Lushus Rabbin Mutter. You have a zis sticking out. You might have thought, oh, Lushus Rabbin. Nah, it's yours. Englishus Rabbin Tovs Amala Masora. The Koshin Bolishus Kalmel is to show you. The Rhymes of Gimel is Kilim. Lushus Rabbin Kalmel is in Lidin Kedish and Shmuel. If you listen, that the Nafkamin is. So if I have one zis sticking out of my wall, I'm allowed to carry on it if it's higher than 10 without a problem. If it's Lushus Rabbin, only Kalim and Nishborim, Mr. Kalmel is any Kalim. But Lamala Masora. So the Mishnah Berurah, not just if you have a chaloin, little olah, because it becomes an extension of your chayorishus hayochid, extension of your rishus hayochid, little olah of a little mimenu, dabbe kal chayorishus hayochid yorodomi, el afila imoy a chaloin muflu bimeni harbe, afal pikein mutel ishtamash al aziz. Now, this, the Mishnah Berurah in Shatzirin says, Bemis the Shulchanoch is not mashma like that. Shulchanoch says you need a chaloin, otherwise it's not yours. Aber a name chaloin usually means within three tochim. Aber the Gaon zokt, and here it's interesting because the Bialocha took on the shit of the Gaon, which if you remember we had the machloikus a long time ago in Shimem Hay, whether if the din is a kamelis only goes till 10 tochim. So kamelis on the floor is only toifus till 10 tochim, like Ushu Surabim. Higher than that. In the Karmelis, it's not called El Tochim. But what happens if you have a Karmelis itself? That means a piece 4x4, which is higher than 10. Like a sticking out of a gag. A balcony without mechitzas. So therefore, it is a machloikus. So before we learned that higher than Dalad could be still a Karmelis. That's Azish is Mashvedot. Oh, but there's another Shita, Fina Yishalmi, which... That you can't have a kamelis higher than ground level. If Azoi, anything higher than 10 is automatic, even if it's 4x4, is not a kamelis but mokum p'tur. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah, Azoi held the gun over here, and the Mishnah Berurah takes on this shit over here the whole time. Yeah. So therefore, the chaloin, we would have said that this higher, if it's 4x4, might if it's a chaloin open to it, it's extension of the Shus HaYochid. But if it's got no chaloin open to it, and it's dalit by dalit, it's a kamelis. Oh, but the Mishnah Berurah is up here, he's going with the shit of the gun. And he likes that shitter, and therefore he says, you can still carry on it. Because higher than 10, finished. Before we have an Eruv problem. Talking about a private person. He only got one, so wherever it is. Even if it's dalad, it's still a mokum p'tur, because you can't have a count that's higher than 10. But that shitter, it's a guy, he goes with the shitter, he says himself in Shatzian. So suddenly these machshavim only lemala masorah. These are a problem. Why these are a problem, lemata masorah? Teretz is, because if you remember, all these things are totally machloikas. But before we had the Mugnav Worm fixed for Akasha, the Mugnav Worm says, I don't understand. You got Chosh Sayochid open to it, it's also Chosh Sayochid. The answer is, they're also in Shema May, we had the machloikas. And we had the Shita, that lower than 10, a Chosh, which goes right the whole way through, belongs to Chosh Sarabim, because you won't use it, because Chosh Sarabim use it. This Chosh has not got a din anymore of a Chosh Sayochid, because it's Lamata Miyud. It can't give that a din of Rishus HaYochid, and therefore the matter miyud, if it's dalad al dalad, it's taka kamelis, unless it's a mokim p'tur. Someone said that's also Rishus HaYochid. It's a mokim p'tur. Right. So you got here a tam to kim shu b'toy chasoin el meshes Rishus Rabin neshama shalazus. We're going with it. They're even Rishus Rabin would you ask? It's much from the Shulchanuch. For loy have a beklal Rishus HaYochid kim beklal kamelis for also neshama sh all of little members neshama b'toy chachlein if it's lematzim yud. See, it's interesting. This the Gaon here says that this mechaba is the Rambam and it argues with what we've learned before in the Ramah and what we've learned before in Shulchanuch and. As I say in the Gondor, higher than 10 without a chaloin will be Rishus Sayochid, lower than 10 is not Rishus Sayochid, wherever it is. The Yeshbo Yabo Alabo. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Lefi Masha Posik, Hamachaba Besif, Dat Gimel, to be Kalim Shein Yishboim, Osa Shem Yipshlev, Osa Siyam Rishus Rabim. So we can't be talking about such Kalim, because you can't use it in Rishus Rabim at all. Unbreakables. And you won't pick them up. Vim Kain, what did we say? If it's less than that, it's a mokum p'tur. Again, aim as is abola bo shemotzi gam kemer shamasholav. Why do you have to say it's dal dal dalit? A single person using it, you can use less than dal dal as well. What's the difference? Because he said, you don't need chalim psuach loi. That if it's less than dal dal, it's always a mokum p'tur. But because it's dal dal daled, to become a ushus ayochid, you need chalim psuach loi. I can see your face is not happy with it, and the Shatzin is also not happy with it. Shatzin himself says, but I just told you from the Gaon that it doesn't matter because higher than 10 is always a mokum p'tur.
Yeah.
The Shatzin afraid the kasha of zich on the Gaon. Problem. So it's not a good teretz. Right. Then the Mishabura is happy to say even without a chalim psuach loi. So we carry on. Ve'im hoyu the top line. Im hoyu shnei zizim zeh lemata mizeh. If they are two, one on top of each other, even if they're not underneath each other, v'im shel shnei andoshim, and they belong to two people, af bishel shneim lemala masura, then we have a new problem of eruv, that they are asuring on each other. So im yesh bezizu elin shlifnei achalon gurichav abola bo osu lishtam sholov. Menei shu shus bifnei atzmoi, vazizh shetachta vishus acheres, v'oyusrin zeh al zeh. They ask one on each other. But then none of them are chushav enough to ask on each other. They can't ask on each other. So there we have these two cases. These are dal daled, they ask on each other. Look, the Rambam, even if they're far away from each other. Look, if these are less than dal daled, there's no problem. Zok the mishtabura v'heim shel yud. Aval shall ish echod shoy. I can have one, I can have two, I can have three. Kim shem mishus echod. Iruvu yachad. Then the two become like one. Aful shneil adonshem shoy. Yudalef also lishtamish. Dafke bekelim sheshov subetoich habayis. Avlim shosh shibena shemosah gabaziz mutlet alfim ziz chaveiro. Because it only has a din like a chotzer. So chotzer you'd be allowed to even metaltul from one to another. Ze al ze yud base. They asa one on each other. With zolim abena elyon abena tachten. Because this is all when we say that the issa is because they ask on each other, finished, ask on each other, even separate. Mishabur doesn't bring this, but they're bringing it, even separate. But the levush brings that they only ask on each other because the lower one is assuring the top one, and then you wouldn't ask her that way, and it'll only ask her the top, and the bottom one, like the levush, will always stay mutter. Levush mekel betachtin, kosra mogen avor mishabinam mishner, dafele ein betachtin albo, gamken oisrin elu alelu. Even if we have the bottom one less than four. So look, the Levush Zichah won't ask that because it's not Ushus to ask. But look, the way we said before, they're asking on each other. So then they ask on each other, even the ones less than four and four, and even four and less than four. They can still ask on each other. As we state, look the Rambam. As long as if both of them are less than four, they don't ask on each other. But if they they're nothing. Exactly. Once you've got one of them, which has the kirch to ask on the other, it asks them back. So we understand why the levush is mekel, because the levush only asks mikoyach that the bottom one has to be a reshus to ask the top one. Because the rabbish kainu gan kam avodas hakodesh like the levush, which fits in avodas hakodesh is the rashba. Oh, now we've got one more din. Even though we said they ask that way, like the mogen avom back on each other. One more than four, one less than four. And the same thing the other way, one more than four, one less than four. They asa one on each other, one on each one on each other. Which is even according to the vush, the top of each other, because that asa is the top one. Kimtanaya did, which state in the Gemara, ready like the Rambam. Okay, they're all asking on each other, nobody can use anything. The center, which is opposite his chaloin, has got a new heter. In this case, where the dalad, that's a rishus fazich, that's a choshu rishus, all asa. Because it's less than dalad, there's a new halacha that you got chaloin. Your chaloin spreads out to make that part of your chaloin. So you're allowed to carry over there. Just stay in shulchan aruch. Masah sheker is mashma in that case also. Whenever you have outside less than dalad, and you become usa because of yenim, but your chaloin can spread out to make it dalad al dalad, because you go inside, it's only two, but your chaloin makes it four, so that becomes mutter. It's shulchan aruch status. Because they're both less than four. There's no issa. Sif Gimel. Calls is a yotzei lav shesuyam shemut l'sham shalov. Because we said already, shemishdamish ein nois nolav ein nitlimen ele klicheres. Even when you can use it, for whatever reason, I allow you to use it, even if it's a personal one with no other people disturbing you, you can only use klicheres ischuches echreitzem shem yiplul shesuyam yishburo, and you won't pick them up. Avo shakelim asuyam shem yiplul shesuyam yivim. You might bring them. Hago. So the Rashi says the shita comes again. The Tosfos says, I can't have it. So you can't. You won't be allowed to go on the roof because it'll fall down. You can't use a roof. So the ago the Ritvos Teretz dafke ziz kiyotzemoy. Aval im hoye dover rochav begag shem mishamish oyim and shamim akelim and shamish kol akelim. There's a difference because when you're on the gag, you're using. You're standing with the gag. Here you're just standing out. It's much more easily for things to fall. They didn't allow you to only to use things which fall. You wouldn't pick them up because they'd break. We don't make this gazela. So the Mishnah Berurah, you gimel, the head of the chalain. From the last sif. Shecholish shes latzim el osham shkam ziz atachtoin shem zeh zeh das halavush bevaday muta betachtoin. Levash halavush bevaday muta betachtoin. That's really a chiddush. That's difficult. All right. Kol ziz sif gimel. Hainu bein. Shulochav aboy loy kol shugivoy asor levush. Now it's posha. Sorry. That's shugivoy posha because levush never asks the tachtoin. Tezayin kol ziz hainu bein shulochav aboy loy. So even if it's lemata masora in a karmelis, he's not allowing you to use it. So that's this the sif. All right.
Is this has a balcony around it?
No, it hasn't got a balcony.
No, it hasn't.
As soon as it's got machitzas around it, you'll never become usher from Yanim, and you know everything.